This is CICK News. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Dan Messick. Each week, we provide an update about events and issues developing right across Northwest BC. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. CICK Smithers Community Radio is on the dial at 93.9 FM, or you can listen online at smithersradio.com, and we are broadcasting from the unceded Gidindim territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Good day, and thanks for joining us. On today's show, we'll continue our coverage of the 2021 federal election with interviews from Skeena-Bulkley Valley Conservative candidate Claire Ratté, as well as the People's Party of Canada candidate Jody Craven. We had a chance to catch up with both of them about how the first weeks of the campaign are shaping up on the ground and what each of the candidates are hearing from voters right across the Northwest. First up today, we'll hear from Conservative candidate Claire Ratté.
I'm Claire Ratté, and I'm the Conservative candidate for Skeena-Bulkley Valley.
Great. Claire, thanks so much for being with us today. Of course, the campaign is into its third week and a couple more weeks to go, but I just want to touch base with you and see how the campaign is going so far. What have you been up to over the past couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's been going really well. I've just been focused on getting in front of as many of the residents here as I can, doing lots of door knocking and lots of events. And things are unfolding really well.
What do you think is different this time around as opposed to last time? Because it's only been a couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's definitely less notice. So we've got a shorter time frame to work in. And obviously, with everything that's happened over the last 2 years with the pandemic, things are definitely different. But we're doing the best we can to make sure that we can reach as many of the people in Skeena-Bulkley Valley as possible.
What are you hearing on the ground? What are some of the top issues for many of the people in your constituents?
I think the biggest issues that I'm hearing about are how small businesses are struggling, how people are struggling because there isn't enough support for mental health and addiction services. There isn't enough available housing stock, or at least affordable housing. So those are definitely some of the biggest issues. And just in general, the economy and the downturn that we've seen because of the pandemic.
Are you finding that people are, you know, struggling, or that they're kind of, you know, more or less on a horizontal? Are they feeling optimistic about the next, you know, few months, or how is that looking? How are people kind of sharing that struggle of trying to get their businesses going again?
It seems like people are definitely struggling for the most part, but I find around here that people are pretty resilient and still optimistic. And I think that as unfortunate as it is to have an election at this time, the silver lining to it is that people are ready for change. So that's where that optimism is coming from, that we can hopefully see a change in government.
Obviously, it was just about over 2 years ago that we were doing this again. So it's been 2 years that we've had the representative from the NDP in the MP spot. How do you feel that the riding of Skeena-Bulkley Valley has been represented over the last 2 years?
I think that it's certainly unfortunate that we've been in this pandemic situation. Things have been slow moving in general. But I think in general, that when we look at the riding overall, for nearly two decades, we've had NDP representation. And that's where that want for change is really coming from in the riding, because it's been fairly ineffective. We don't have a strong voice in Ottawa right now. We haven't seen very much forward movement throughout the riding. It seems like the cost of living gets higher, our standards of living get lower, and nothing seems to be done about it. So that's why I think people are really ready for some change.
If elected, and you mentioned a few of them there, if elected, what would be your top priorities for this riding if you were elected as the MP for Skeena-Bulkley Valley?
I think that my top priority would be finding a way to make sure that all of the communities throughout the riding and all of the First Nations can work together. I think that we need more community-led and Indigenous-led development so that we can create more meaningful employment opportunities for the people here in Skeena-Bulkley Valley. And when one of us prospers, we should all prosper. And I think that that's the most important key piece, is making sure that all of the communities are connected and working together. And I think to be able to do that, you need a strong representative that's willing to do the hard work and make sure that they're in all of those communities on a regular basis, make sure that they're in contact with the constituents and understanding their concerns and bringing those concerns to Ottawa. So that would be my main priority, because when we see more development in the area, we're going to see all of the trickle-down effects whether it's more support for mental health and addiction services, like I had said earlier, which our conservative plan has a lot of really great focus on that. More affordable and more available housing. Again, that's another really key part of our plan. And just in general, helping the small businesses, helping people have a better quality of life and get the cost of living down here.
I guess, and we talked about this the other day there, yesterday at the fair. The conservatives are trying to, spread out the bigger tent and try to pull more people into that tent. You know, why did you feel that you wanted to run for the Conservative Party? What are some of the, I guess, the principles, some of the things that the conservatives do that, that you liked a lot that you wanted to join in?
Absolutely. I think just in general, it's really important to look at that idea of a big tent party and understanding that there is room for everybody and differing views. But if we all have the same overall goal for the country of economic prosperity, of taking care of every single person in Canada and putting Canadians first, that's the most important goal at the end of the day.
One of the issues that seems to be coming up over and over when I've heard from people on the ground as well as speaking to other candidates is that we have a bit of a salmon crisis going on in the Northwest. There was a huge shutdown of the commercial fishing industry this year, about 60% reduction and hundreds of million dollars in buyback programs. But we're also, seeing issues with the size of the runs and whatnot. And it kind of ties into that whole, social and economic piece you were mentioning as well. Given that, how would you approach this salmon crisis here in the Northwest for all the fisheries in the region?
Absolutely. So I think that a conservative government has a really robust plan to take care of the salmon and the fisheries in general. We plan to restore confidence in Canada's fisheries sector by respecting the importance of all the resource users and putting conservation first. We'll prioritize stock assessments, recovery planning, enforcement of science-based catch limits, and protecting the sustainability of all of our fisheries so that coastal communities like ours can thrive. We also need to address illegal and unregulated fishing and restore conservation initiatives and education initiatives, and strengthening the role of advisory bodies in fisheries management to ensure that commercial, recreational, and cultural fisheries can all have confidence in the management decisions. We also plan to develop community-based marine fisheries to help create employment and fight food insecurity, which is a huge issue here in Skeena Bulkley Valley. We also plan to improve the marine protected area designation processes by ensuring that they're focused on contributing to the sustainability of critical stocks, restoring meaningful public consultation to the process, and exploring new models that will improve environmental resiliency. The Conservatives also are planning to develop a Pacific salmon strategy that will focus on making progress towards restoring at-risk stocks, enforcing a strict timeline for the completion of stock assessments, prioritizing funding for community-led habitat restoration, ensuring the Salmon ID Enhancement Program is sufficiently resourced to support at-risk stocks, and supporting Indigenous and community-led hatchery and enhancement projects, and creating a management plan that will address threats to at-risk stocks and identifying those future threats.
And just finally for you, Claire, this is a bit of a job application, trying to get voters to pick you as the best person for the job. So why are you the best person for this job? And what is your message to the voters going into these last couple of weeks of the campaign?
Mm-hmm. I think that my message would be that if you feel that you haven't been represented in Ottawa, and if you feel like Ottawa far too often ignores us here in Skeena Bulkley Valley, we need more effective representation, and we need to have a representative that actually has a seat at the table so that when the Conservatives form government, your representative will actually be able to accomplish things for you. I've been a fighter my entire life, and I have no intentions of quitting now. I know that we need somebody that can be strong and can be loud and can make sure that our concerns are brought to Ottawa, and I'm ready to be that person.
Okay. Claire Ratté, the Conservative Party candidate here in Skeena Bulkley Valley, thanks so much for your time today and good luck on the campaign trail.
Thank you very much.
All right. Next up, we'll speak with Jody Craven, the People's Party of Canada candidate for the riding of Skeena Bulkley Valley. I had a chance to catch up with Jody Craven at the recent Bulkley Valley exhibition.
I'm Jody Craven from the People's Party of Canada, and right now we're at the Bulkley Valley Fair, and I live in Kitimat, retired, and full-time politician running for a PPC, and the turnout is amazing. It's crazy. We're getting tons tons and tons. We cannot keep up with our signs.
Jody, thanks so much for being with us and chatting with me today. I guess that's the first question. How's your campaign going over the last couple of weeks? Kind of what are you seeing out there?
My campaign has been going crazy. It's going nuts. People are switching big time. From Fort St. James to Queen Charlotte, Rupert, Terrace, all along the line, people are waking up and they want their freedom back.
You mentioned that you had about 6 volunteers last time around, and now you have 400. So tell me, what do you think's changed? Why do you think all these people are coming out and wanting to help out?
What's changing is people are tired of this tyranny governed. We want to flatten that tyranny curve. You'll vote PPC. We want to put Canada back on track. And these governments that are in power, they're forcing these mandates that are totally illegal against the crimes against humanity. It's our freedom that we're fighting for. You know, mandatory passports, we're 100% against that. You know, mandatory vaccines, we're against that. It's a freedom. It's a freedom that our 250,000 soldiers fought for our freedoms, and we're not going to give that up, right? The other parties, they're ready to give that up. We're not. We're ready to fight for Canada.
I guess, what are you hearing? You mentioned a few things there, but what are you hearing from people on the ground, constituencies? What are some of the top issues for yourself and for them?
Okay, the top issues going on in our riding is several things, several crises, I should say, is the Rio Tinto strike for all the union brothers, and that's going to impact people, 900 families directly, but the whole region. Another crisis is Terrace. They have this tainted drugs going on, and we got to correct that right away, look into that. And all these mandatory vaccines, or you don't work, right, or you lose your job, that's a Canada crisis, right? No government should say that at all. If they're saying that, we're turning into a police state or a communist country.
You did this 2 years ago. It's only been a couple of years since the last time around. How do you feel that the representation over the last couple of years has been for the Skeena-Bulkley Valley riding?
I've been very active in the last 2 years in this riding and across Canada. I don't think any other candidate has been more active than me. I've been to freedom rallies, supporting small businesses. I've been to Ottawa protesting against the Trudeau government. We went to the U.S. Embassy to serve him, crimes against humanity. And not one other party, not one other major party participated in any of these freedom rallies. No conservatives, no NDP, no liberals, no green. Not one second they stood up for Canada.
That being said, what would be, if elected, your top priority once you get in there, once you get to Ottawa? What would be the top priority for you?
Well, that's a good question. My top priorities. My top priorities is Canada and Canadians first. But if you talk about our riding, it's going to be all these issues we talked about, the strike, the bad drugs, mandate vaccination, or you don't get a job, or you don't have a job. There's mandatory vaccine passports, totally against that. No one should be tracking us. These are the issues. We should not bow down to any other country. We're Canada. We got to stand up for Canada and have great Canadian values to bring to Canada again and get jobs going again.
One thing you mentioned earlier, and then also when we were talking the other day, that is another kind of crisis that's been unfolding, is around fisheries and salmon. You know, we saw 60% of the commercial fishing industry kind of shut down on the coast here. You know, hundreds of millions of dollars in buyback programs. You know, for you, how would you approach the salmon crisis here in the region, given that it's got such impact culturally, economically, socially? How would you approach that situation?
Yeah, again, you know, this is another crisis we're facing. But what I would do, I'm a little bit different from all these other politicians. I'm going to be hands-on. I want to talk to all these groups that are involved. You go to these groups, They got the solutions, they know the solutions, and the government's just not listening to these people. That's what we got to do. Not hire a private firm to do a study, then the government reads the study. We got to go boots on the ground and talk to everybody that's involved.
Why are you the best person for the job? And also, what's the message to voters? What's your message to voters?
I believe I'll be the best person for the job because I will stand up for everybody in this riding, like my radio ad, you know, small businesses, tourism, forestry, longshoremen, freedom of speech, BC 10, 26. Just listen to radio ad. I'm best for the job because I have not stopped fighting for Canada. Every last 2 years, I've been going to these freedom rallies against Trudeau and fighting for the Canadian rights. The message for the voters I have is don't vote out of fear, vote out of conviction. Vote for what your heart believes in. Don't buy into this fear-mongering, you gotta vote for us. All the other parties are just sweet-talking you. We're saying the truth, we've been saying the truth, and we'll be fighting for all Canadians all the time. I'd be standing beside every Canadian. Every problems we have in this riding, I'll go to the root cause. I'll sit down, talk to everybody, like the Alcan strike, the terrorist bad drugs, the mandate vaccines and passports, the Rupert Harbor, the longshoremen, small businesses. I'll be available to every groups or organization in this riding. You won't get send me an email from me. You'll get a phone call or a face-to-face interview with me or face-to-face in person. I will always stand up for Canada and Canadians. So my message is go out and vote for PPC, vote for freedom, and vote for Canada. We'll stand by you guys all the time. Stand on guard for Canada.
All right, Jody Craven, candidate for PPC, thanks so much.
Pleasure, brother. Thanks for interviewing me, eh?
Yeah.
That was my interview with People's Party of Canada candidate for Skeena-Buckley Valley, Jody Craven. We will continue to bring you coverage of the 2021 federal election leading up to Election Day on September 20th. But if you have any questions for your candidates you'd like us to ask them, reach out on Facebook or email us at news@smithersradio.com. Pam, over to you.